The production coordinator was Leslie Allen. The Octoroon was recorded at Theatre Royal Stratford East. It was adapted for radio by Mark Ravenhill, and the director was Sasha Yevtushenko.
Well, there's more about the season of plays curated by Mark Ravenhill on the Radio 3 website. There's also a link there to the special edition of Night Waves that was recorded directly after that performance and features an extended discussion on the Octoroon. Next week, Mark Ravenhill will be introducing the final play in the season, Bertolt Brecht's early play Jungle of the Cities. That's at the same time, 8:30 next Sunday evening.
Benjamin Britten's War Requiem on BBC Radio 3 for the anniversary of VE Day. An American soprano, an English tenor and a German baritone join forces with the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra. A performance given in Munich and warmly received by a capacity audience. A concert of reconciliation and rejuvenation. Benjamin Britten's War Requiem. Part of Britain 100 on BBC Radio 3, Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Well, now it's Sunday evening at 10 o'clock and it's time for World Roots with Lucy Duran.
We're in the middle of the most marvellous masterclass with the great Ustad of Azerbaijan, Alim Kasimov. I'm really thrilled to be here, and it's such an incredible pleasure and honour to be watching you with your students and to watch the dedication that they have to the music. So here we are with Fidan Hajiyeva. She's just beginning her career as a singer. She's Azeri, but she comes from London, as you know.
Motion.
She was very interested in what you were doing in the masterclass.
Thank you.
How's your English, Alim?
No English.
Oh, no English. Alim, this is the first time that Fidan has ever seen you perform. This is a masterclass, and you've got some of your students here, and they obviously adore the music. And you're guiding them, but you're not using any kind of notation. This is an oral tradition. How do you teach an oral tradition in a conservatoire? This is a music conservatoire.
Yani biz özümüz de notsuz öğrenmişik. Bu yani şifahi xalq ədəbiyyatı kimi bir şeydi.
That's the art of an oral tradition. It's passed down in an oral way. And if it was written down, the music would not develop in the same way. Each performer contributes something different to the music every time they perform it. Without this constant innovation, the art would die.
Thank you for interrupting your masterclass and for letting us sit in. And so please continue now. Çok sağ ol. We have one person here in the masterclass who's much, much younger than everybody else. I don't know how old he is, maybe around 12?
Cebi Adam. 11 yaşım var.
Cebi, his first name, Mahmuzade, his last name. He's 11.
And how long have you been studying here with Alim?
İkinci yıl, the second year.
How's it going?
Gece geçir derslerin. Very good.
Korkuyorum ki ahdetanım bana.
A masterclass with one of the greatest traditional voices in the world seemed like a good place to start our visit to Baku, the capital of Azerbaijan. The World Roots Academy is all about learning and development. And for our young protege, Fidan Hajiyeva, who better to get inspiration from than Azerbaijan's greatest and best-known singer of the traditional art music known as Mugam, Ustad Alim Kasimov. As part of Fidan's academy scholarship, we brought her to Baku so that she could soak up the authentic music of this very musical country, attending masterclasses by some of Azerbaijan's greatest musicians, as well as spend quality time with her mentor, another of this country's magnificent voices, Gochak Askarov. World Roots first came to Azerbaijan in 2007, and then, like now, our guide was the Azeri music expert and researcher Sanubar Bagirova. Back in 2007, it was Sanubar who introduced us to Gochak during his first tour to Europe. Not long after we heard him perform in London, we'd booked tickets to record him and many of his fellow musicians on location in Azerbaijan itself. The World Roots Academy continues to flourish, and this year we've created a partnership with SOAS, University of London. Their project, Growing Into Music, focuses on several countries, including Azerbaijan, tracing through film the way that Azeri children learn musical skills in the oral tradition. As part of this partnership, SOAS and Radio 3 are sharing their recordings and ideas. Over the next couple of months, Fidan will be coming twice to Baku, and in today's World Roots, we document some of her experiences and bring you exclusive recordings of the musical characters she encounters. Look out for two more special editions of World Roots, recorded in Azerbaijan at the end of June into July. This is a stone building. It was once a caravanserai, so it was one of the stopping off points on the Silk Route. And it's called the Mugam Theatre because it's a place where you can hear the finest musicians of this country perform. I'm here with two very important people for this programme. One of them is our guide, Sanubar Bagirova. I'm also in the company of Fidan Hajiyeva. She is our young protege for the World Roots Academy this year. So, first of all, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I am looking forward to work with my teacher, Gochak, because it is hard to learn from Skype.
And that's how you've been learning from him?
Yes.
Mostly?
Yeah. And now I'm happy to see him and actually learn with him.
Sanubar, here in the Mugam Theatre, with this lovely courtyard with its fig trees and its old carpets. And this place, the Mugam Theatre, and a lot of the old city, has a very oriental feel to it. I really feel that I am in Central Asia. And yet, when you move outside the old city, you feel very much like you're in Europe. But Mugam, the music that Gochak Askarov specializes in, and that's your classical music, is really a Central Asian music.
I would say Middle Eastern more than Central Asian, because there are lots in common with Iraqi maqam, with Persian radif, perhaps even more than with Central Asian. But this region, Iran and Turan. Turan is the Turkish-speaking nations, Iran is Persian-speaking. Iran and Turan, for many centuries, was very interconnected region, and our culture was developing in close neighborship with each other, so that's why there are lots of similarities between Central Asia, Iran, Iraq, Turkey. I would say that is more Middle Eastern.
Fidan, we're about to go off to the Song Theatre, which is one of the many music theatres here in Baku, where you're going to have your first lesson on this trip, face-to-face lesson with Gochak. Fidan, what are you going to be doing in this first lesson that we're about to go off to hear?
Gochak has been teaching me a new Gatar Mugam over Skype, but it was really hard to learn it over Skype, so he needs to teach me more techniques now.
So this is a new mugam that you're learning, which is called Qatar?
Qatar mugam.
Aman, aman.
Aman, aman, balame.
I saw Ella.
Sanubar Gocak is now teaching Fidan a new piece of music.
Yes, that is mugam, Qatar, which is usually performed by female singers, and it requires high voice, and Gocak chose this mugam for her because it fits her voice. This mugam has many ornamentation in the melody, and Gocak tried to teach her make ornamentation in Eastern, in Oriental style.
How's she doing?
And she managed. I myself could not do it.
So it's mugam Qatar, as in the country?
Yes, text of the poem about the homeland,
about
Azerbaijan.
Oh, yeah. It's about Azerbaijan.
Yeah. That's just the name, Qatar, Shiraz, Shushtar, Iraq.
But all the texts are about Azerbaijan.
All the music is Azerbaijani music. This part is especially interesting. It requires emotion.
Emotion is such an important part of this music, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Azerbaijani public prefers emotional singing, not refined emotional. First, it requires heart. If the emotion put in a very refined form, that is excellent.
Having been to just two music lessons in Azerbaijan, it seemed pretty clear to me that the teaching methods were very different to the sort we're used to in the UK. From start to finish, the lesson is a performance, and the stars of the show are both teacher and pupil. The teacher cleverly corrects mistakes, whilst all the time inspiring his or her student with the skill of their technique and the beauty of their voice. Top musicians accompany the lesson, jumping, skipping, and looping the music, whilst at the same time giving the student experience of live performance in front of a discerning audience of peers. This was one of the first lessons Fidan, our 2013 World Roots Academy protégé, had taken with Gocak Askarov, her mentor, actually in Azerbaijan. And at last, he was introducing to her the most special and treasured Azeri musical form, mugam. Before Fidan joined the World Roots Academy, her lessons with Gocak were via the internet. Suddenly, she was singing on Azerbaijani soil for the first time, and Gocak, by the way, was nurturing his very first student. Gocak, one of the finest traditional singers in the world, was at last passing on his experience and his deep understanding and love of Azeri music. Fidan was being inspired by a man who has much to share. As a child, he ran away from home twice, once to music school, and once to join the army in a war against Armenia in his native Karabakh, where he was badly wounded. Gocak finally settled in Baku, the city that he's made his home, unable to return to his war-torn homeland.
Saçın ucun pürmezler,
Yani pis mənə də yox, gülmək kimi yox. Yani olsun, açalığı ilə yaşayır.
Yansın dilim ağzımda desəm nazını az et. Baxışından əvvələn baxışından məni heyran elədinsə kafir qızın axır məni sən an elədinsən yansın dilim ağzımda desən ağzını az et.
Now Gochak performed another version of this song and wanted Fidan to be more flexible, to comprehend that there may be different renditions of this song. She may perform it more emotional, she may perform more lyrical, and he gave her just the opportunity to listen another kind, and the musicians performed very, very well. There was so interesting musical arrangement of this song this time.
Yeah, they were improvising quite a lot, weren't
yes,
they? They were doing
yes.
different harmonies, especially that beautiful ending, isn't it? The one that goes la, na, na, na, na, na. And they were doing wonderful little harmonies
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, harmony is sometimes tried to do some polyphonic imitations and different things, just to show her that it may be performed a different way.
So this song is called Sarigalin, and it's
Sarigalin.
And it's such a stunning song. So beautiful, this song.
Yeah, that is one of the most popular, most favorite Azerbaijani songs, which are very popular in all the Caucasus. Many musicians in Turkey, in Armenia, in Georgia played in the instrument. Before.
And what does it mean, Sarigalin?
Sari means yellow, blonde. Galin means young lady. Of course, blonde ladies are preferred because they are so rare type of woman. So that is why this song is dedicated to some blonde lady.
What about this song, Nina?
This song for many decades was forgotten. And Gochak was the first who discovered this song and taught it. Now it became very popular. Everybody wants to perform this song in duet. But first it was Gochak, and he performed it for the first time publicly at the BBC Theatre.
With Vidan?
Yes. He taught her through internet.
That's amazing.
God bless technical means.
Well, it's mid-afternoon, and we've come to a side street in central Baku, in the capital of Azerbaijan. It's quite a lively street. There's a lot of construction going on, as you can hear. Baku is a city with huge amount of construction.
That's a big construction site.
Big construction site with some very, very beautiful buildings. And we're standing in front of a building that we're about to go into. It's the Music College. Tell us about this college, Sanubar.
This is the oldest state musical institution, established in 1922. 2 years after the Soviet regime was established here, and the first formal education in the sphere of traditional music started from this musical college.
And since the fall of the Soviet Union and since Azerbaijan became an independent country, this interest and emphasis on music education seems to continue very strongly.
Much depends on the economical state, economical situation. The first year after independence, right after the collapse of the Soviet Union and the economical hardships, did not give people to spend their time to music. But now with
the oil boom here.
Yes.
And what are we going to hear now? Why have you brought me here, Sanubar?
I brought you here to the class of Zabit Nabizadeh, who was Gochak's teacher, and Gochak was his first student.
Çiçekler açıyor, boynunda saf niyeti yer. sensiz alınmaz adım Azərbaycanım mənim Fəxri məşqim həyatım Şöhrətim şanım mənim Sensiz alınmaz adım Azərbaycanım mənim Çəkməmişəm gözlərinin həsrətini Dedi göz yaşını bihudə rəvan eyləmsən Ay dadı bir Çəkməmişəm gözlərinin həsrətini Dedim az Dedim az çəkməmişəm gözlərinin həsrətini Dedi göz yaşını bihudə rəvan eyləmsən dedim axır gözəlim dedim axır gözəlim bağ baharım sənsən dedi sən dedi sən ömrünü həsrətlə xəzan eyləmsən dedim mən Dedi sən ruhunu eşq ilə cavan eyləmsən Dedim hər gün sərik oyunda dolanmaqdır şimi Dedim hər gün sərik oyunda dolanmaqdır şimi Dedi vahid nə gözəl yerdə məkan eyləmsən Fəxrim, eşqim, həyatım, şöhrətim, şanım mənim Sənsiz anım, azadım, Azərbaycanım mənim Azərbaycanım mənim Azərbaycanım
That was Zabid Nabizadeh doing the song My Azerbaijan, together with the two instrumentalists, the tar player Ali Askar Mamadov and the Kamancha player Khayyam Mamadov. Zabid, you're surrounded by young students. What is it that you look for in a voice? What makes a singer a really good singer of Mugam?
The most important thing is the attitude you have towards your art. I try to teach students to love what they do. A good singer should love their art because when you die, your art lives on, which means that in some way you live on too. Because of what you have contributed to the music, your name lives on and people will remember it.
But, I mean, it is also very demanding, technically, a very demanding music. I mean, it's much more than just teaching them attitude.
Yes, it's a very complicated art. Of course, much depends on the voice itself. But that is God's gift. You either have it or you don't. I was very lucky as a young man. My diary was full with singing engagements, and especially for wedding parties in the villages around Baku. In each one, there was a small number of real music connoisseurs who knew every piece in the repertoire. Performing in those villages was a true test of a singer.
So Gotchak was your first student, your first real protégé. And you also have a new protégé. Your latest protégé is Mir Alamov, who is here with us, who's going to sing a song for us. Tell us about him. Tell us about Mir Alamov.
98-ci ildən bu Asaf Hüseynallı adına musiqi kollecində.
Yes, Gotchak Askarov was my first student. In 1998, I started at the Baku Music College, and I saw a group of students waiting for their exams. And for some strange reason, I went up to Gotchak and said, "Would you like to be my student?" He asked, "Who are you?" And I replied, "Zabid Nabizadeh." He said, "Yes." There have been many students since, but Gotchak is still one of the best. The latest student I had was Mir Alamov. I taught him for 4 years, but after he graduated, he did not further his musical career. Until that is, he won the third national television contest.
So now, here in the music college in Baku, a place from which many of Azerbaijan's greatest singers and musicians have graduated, we are going to hear one of the new, youngest and most brilliant protege singers, the student of Zabid Nabizadeh, who we've just been talking to, and his name is Mir Alamov. Well, this is a great city, Baku, but there is a serious problem, which is that the traffic is appalling. And we've just crossed town. It took us way too long to get here because there was just so much traffic. What was fun was we got into a London taxi cab. So there seemed to be plenty of them around, Fidan.
Yes, these taxis were brought here last May time, I think, and that was because of Eurovision. Because there was many tourists, and obviously they don't like our little taxis. So these were big enough for all the tourists, that's why they were brought down here.
They have a funny name, don't they, these London taxis? Yes. Here in Baku?
So it's called Badumjan, which means aubergine, and that is because of the colour. It's not black like ours, it's purple.
So we have come to this place up the hill. It's very, very hilly. City, and we've come here because Mirjavad Javarov, who is the tar player with your teacher Fidan, with Gochak Askarov, the wonderful tar player Mirjavad Javarov, his son, who's now 16 years old, is doing a concert here, a solo concert, just tar. And we've come to this school.
Which
it looks
beautiful.
Beautiful, doesn't it?
Yeah, very modern, lovely.
But made with such care and built with beautiful yellow stone and lovely glass and
like that little
columns
logo.
And then the little logo. The little logo is a lyre. It's a lyre with a brass plaque.
Yeah,
let's look at the
lovely.
Name of the school. Ministry of Culture and Tourism of Azerbaijan Republic. Culture and Tourism Department, Baku City. 11-year music school number 35, named after Georgi Sharayev, Baku City. 11-year music school number 35.
Yeah, most schools here have numbers instead of names, and most schools are named after important people.
Well, one of the exciting things about this year's World Roots Academy is that we have a partnership with SOAS, School of Oriental and African Studies, and we're building on a project that I've been working on, a research project where we've been looking at the way that children learn music traditions that are oral traditions. And one of the children that we've been following is Jafid Jafarov, and he's going to be doing a solo concert. I think it's something like his debut solo concert. He's been learning tar in this school. What was it called? The 11-year school, music school?
Number 35.
Number 35, which we've just come into. It's really beautiful.
It's
marble
beautiful.
Floors
yeah.
And everything absolutely impeccable. I wish they had...
This school is taken care of.
Definitely. You know, it really shows that music is a priority. And here is Mir Javad. Here is the father of the boy that we're going to be about to hear in the school. Sumptuous hall, probably seats about 80, something like that. Stage with two grand pianos, and then on the top of one of the grand pianos is the beautiful tar, which I have to say is such a fabulous instrument, isn't it? It's
definitely,
so expressive.
Definitely.
Do you like the tar? Does
yes,
it inspire you?
It does inspire me, but I think it's a very hard instrument to learn at my age, because I realise most kids here learn it from a young age, maybe 6, 7. I'm nearly 18, so...
Well, that's the thing that Javid, who's about to play, we started filming him on the project Growing Into Music. We started filming him when he was about 10 or 11 years old.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be really interesting to see what progress he's made. I mean, already at 11, he was pretty brilliant.
Thank you.
That was the young, the very brilliant tar player, Javid Javarov. What we just heard there was Javid playing Chopin's Nocturne number 20. So Chopin on the tar, is this something that you learn at school?
I spent an equal amount of time learning traditional music and learning Western classical music.
Javid, you've grown up in the house of a very great musician, your father, Mir Javad. Do you remember when you first started playing?
My father tells me that when I was just 6 months old, I watched him playing the oud and tried to pull the instrument towards me and imitate him playing it. I started playing the tar at the age of 8 or 9. At first it was hard to hold the instrument, even painful.
Okay, what about mugam? I know that you also are an expert player now of mugam. What's your understanding of mugam?
When I perform mugam, I feel it so deeply that I don't know where it comes from. All I can say is that it comes from my heart. It does not come from my mind. It's instinctive.
What's the difference between learning at school and learning at home with your father?
My teacher tells me one way, and my father tells me another. But there is another way, and that's my way. And my way is different to both of theirs.
The 16-year-old tar player, Mir Javid Jafarov, modestly reflecting on the way that these ancient oral traditions are always being refreshed and renewed by the virtuosi musicians who perform them. And he himself is well on the way to joining their ranks. A shining example of how this country, Azerbaijan, nourishes its young musical talent and supports the ancient classical tradition of mugam. And there'll be plenty more of that in two further World Roots Academy programmes recorded on location in Azerbaijan on the 30th of June and the 7th of July. But you don't have to wait till then, because here's the young Mir Javid in his debut public performance at the 11-year music school number 35, performing Mugam Orta Mahur.
Thank you.
Music recorded in Azerbaijan as part of the 2013 World Roots Academy. World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by James Parkin.
In concert on BBC Radio 3, the remarkable Italian violinist Fabio Biondi. Music from the late 18th century by Haydn, Mozart, and a composer known to generations of violinists for a piece he didn't actually write, Gaetano Pugnani. The real Pugnani, played by Fabio Biondi and the English Concert. Radio 3 live in concert, Tuesday night at 7:30.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's now 11 o'clock and it's time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Ultimately, I want every instrument to feel like it's an extension of my body, my soul. I want it to be my voice. And I want to sing through that instrument.
The voice of American sax star Joshua Redman. More from that interview plus a profile of his new album, which is out this week on Nonesuch. Coming up later on the show. Tonight's concert set was recorded at the Steinway II Piano Festival and features two gifted Hungarian pianists, Gábor Zeki and János Nagy. Also on the programme, I'll be joined by pianist Nikki Iles and vocalist Norma Winston, MBE, who are currently on tour with The Printmakers, celebrating Nikki's 50th birthday. Let's start the show with something from The Bad Plus. 2 years ago, they released their first album of all original material called Never Stop. The Bad Plus are a trio made up of pianist Ethan Iverson, bassist Reed Anderson and drummer David King. Together, they unleashed their own adventurous compositions and arrangements and introduced electronics into the mix with layers of synthesizers and electronic drums. This added another edgy dynamic to their already boundary-pushing trademark sound. So let's hear a piece by bassist Reed Anderson, but take my advice and don't try and work out the time signature. From the CD Made Possible, this is 7-Minute Mind. Thank you. 7-Minute Mind, taken from the CD made possible by The Bad Plus, and they're on tour in the UK throughout May, and you can hear them in the 12th at Bristol's Colston Hall, and their tour goes through into the 16th, where they end in Norwich at the Norfolk and Norwich Festival. And for more details about their tour, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup webpage via the Radio 3 website. Recorded in Scotland in October last year, In the Spirit of the Duke is a live recording of the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra in one of its best ever performances. Director Tommy Smith set out to give audiences as close to the real deal Ellington experience as possible and presented the music, which spanned almost Ellington's entire career, to an enthusiastic crowd over four nights. The repertoire ranges from Ellington hits such as Sepia Panorama to Harlem Airshaft, Black and Tan Fantasy to Creole Love Call. But it's the segue of Kinda Dukish and Rockin' in Rhythm I've chosen for us today, not least because of the amazing piano talents of Brian Kellock, who plays some amazing stride piano before setting the pace for the ensemble to follow him on Rockin' in Rhythm. Let's hear the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra.